on Life FM. It's Break My Heart. You're on The Takeover with Maz and not doing any heartbreaking tonight. In fact, if anything, we are heart mending.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free intro call today at kellik.com.au.
Are you healthy?
Yes, Kelly K Naturopath joins us for Wellness Wednesdays. Kelly, how are you?
Yes, I'm very good, thank you.
Warm, Kelly, are you warm. There?
Oh, yes, can you hear me?
Technical glitch here, people. Sorry. Hello, Kelly?
Oh, can you hear me now?
There we go. Sorry about that.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Warm, quite warm.
It is good. Warm. Yeah, yeah. Do you love the summer weather, don't you? I think I remember when I asked summer or winter, you said summer. So
yes, definitely.
Is there a limit, though, for you? Like, is it like 38, 39 degrees, or do you just like the hotter the better?
Look, if so long as I'm not out in the direct sun,
yep.
Anything up to 35, 36 is quite nice for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then it starts to get...
After that, it starts to get a bit much, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's fair enough. Tonight we are discussing for Wellness Wednesday, which is it's only the second one of the year. We only just launched back into it a couple of weeks ago. Tonight we are answering a question about naturopaths. What do naturopaths do? So that's the first question. But then also how or what to look out for when choosing a naturopath and you know, searching for someone to see for, you know, advice and for support. So to get us started, Kelly, the first question is, what does a naturopath do?
Yeah, well, a naturopath is a complementary health practitioner who helps people improve their health and quality of life and also looks to reduce the risk of developing illnesses as well by using strategies and remedies that are as gentle and close to nature as possible. So, and also educating and empowering people to take charge of their own health and make good choices for themselves as well. So, and a big part of what a naturopath does is, or the focus of a naturopath is about treating the whole person. So we take a very holistic approach, taking into account not just what's going on in their body, but also what's the mental health like, what's going on in their life, stress, socialism, support networks, finances, all of that as well. So a holistic approach and also an individualized approach. So, you know, valuing people's unique story. So I might have two or three people with exactly the same symptoms or diagnoses come in, but I'm unlikely to treat them exactly the same way each time. So, yeah.
I imagine that.
That's sort of in a nutshell.
Yeah. I imagine that working as a naturopath, no 2 days are ever the same, because even when you're seeing the same client again, there would be, you know, new complexities and new, like, it would be a very interesting job and a very rewarding job, I'm sure. I mean, when I was younger, it was one of the things that I had on my list. I was like, I'm going to do this and I want to be a naturopath and I want to go into nutrition. And I'm very passionate about it. I obviously didn't go down that path, but I think that it's one of those, you know, jobs that would just be so rewarding and so satisfying. And I used to describe it to people, and I know this is probably not the correct way to describe what a naturopath does, but I would used to say it's kind of like being a doctor, but someone who specializes in natural medicine. Would you say that's kind of similar?
Yeah, so not a medical doctor in Western terms, but naturopathy in itself is a system of medicine which has its roots in sort of a traditional philosophy and understanding. So those things I just mentioned, being holistic, treating the whole person, individualized and empowering people. And modern naturopaths are trained in health sciences. So we don't have a medical degree, but we're trained in health sciences and also, you know, nutrition and nutritional biochemistry and herbal medicine, and looking at it both from a modern scientific point of view and also a traditional point of view and blending the two. So, and you're right, there is a lot of variety. And it is very rewarding as well to be able to I suppose, dig a bit deeper and help people support their health by getting really to that cellular level and going, well, what's going on and how can we fix that? Take an upstream approach and try and support you so you have less symptoms. And, so I guess that's the one. Another very important part of, you know, naturopathic medicine that I didn't say is that trying to get to the underlying cause and trying to not just do symptomatic treatment, although that is important as well, and we do that, but also trying to dig a bit deeper and say, what's driving this? What's causing it? And trying to address those underlying things.
Yeah, and I think the real holistic approach is what makes naturopaths very different from traditional medicine in the West. So, you know, I think that obviously has a place as well. And we're not saying don't go to your GP or don't see a medical doctor. That's not what we're saying, but they're slightly different. So I guess looking...
They're different, but they're also complementary. So
yeah.
Complementary medicine. So it's to complement what, you know, what else you're doing. Yeah. And almost 100% of my clients are also seeing their GP or their specialists, or, you know, and we're working around that and working alongside that to support them.
Perfect. Mm. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will look at what your tips are for actually finding a naturopath to see, you know, some of the different things to look out for, what it's like to make an appointment with a naturopath, what it looks like to have the appointment, that sort of thing. So don't go anywhere. We're in the middle of Wellness Wednesdays with Kelly K, naturopath, on Life FM. You're with Maz for The Takeover.